Larry Williams Drive.
1426, Jock Anderson and Joseph Bigani on the huddle. Issue number two, Jock. This report claiming it identifies the mystery catch in the Marlborough Sounds murder case, Olivia Hope and Ben Smart. Names three connected to the murder. Ian Wishart's book out tomorrow, also claiming to solve the case. What is your take on this, Jock?
Well, first of all, these are a couple of amazing coincidences that just happen to have been leaked to David Fisher at the New Zealand Herald on the eve of Mr. Wishart's book being released. I suspect it's not the first time such amazing coincidences have occurred. However, I'm always in two minds about these sorts of things. You have some advanced publicity. You know, we've got the real story. We've investigated. There are three people involved. This catch may have been involved in cocaine smuggling. You've got to buy the book to find out what's in it. I see that the Herald are very careful. They haven't named any of the people, these three people. They also haven't named the catch. And so I think you're going to just have to wait and see what happens with this. But, you know, no matter what happens, no matter what people think of who did or did not commit the Sounds murders, there's always going to be people out there who are going to try and establish that it wasn't Mr. Watson.
Right. Well, the first thing is that report was comes out of 2010 and was dismissed, investigated and dismissed. Yeah. JC, I spoke to a woman who has a deep knowledge of this case. She's not happy with Ian Wishart, but anyway, she believes that Watson knows more than he has revealed, but he can't talk, and it's all around the drug thing. But certainly this book tomorrow may point the finger, well, Watson's already in prison for this, may point the finger at Watson. What do you think about all of this?
Yes, I heard that interview, and this is one of the problems that when it all starts happening through the media, it becomes a trial by media, and everybody comes out with a conspiracy theory and a theory, and there's cocaine dealers and there's this. And you have to think, did the Court of Appeal and the Privy Council get it so wrong? But then, you know, I'm also uncomfortable when I think of Taina Pora case, where clearly things can go wrong. And whether it's, I doubt it's some big conspiracy, but whether it's a bureaucratic barrier that some track doesn't get followed, they don't follow the cocaine track, maybe there is something there. But the thing that they have to explain before they do anything else is how Olivia's hair got on that blanket in Scott Watson's boat.
Well,
and they can say the police... They
say it's planted, yeah.
Yeah, but you have to prove that. You can't say that, and otherwise it's meaningless. So they have to show some evidence of that, and then I think... then they've got a case to go and follow some of these other tracks.
Well, I think you're right. I think there are a lot of issues around this, but it's been to the Court of Appeal, it's been to the Privy Council and so on and so forth, but we'll see what happens tomorrow. Anyway, Jock, Donald Trump has decided to skip the Fox debate because one of the moderators is a Fox host, Megyn Kelly, and he doesn't like her, he's third rate and all of this sort of stuff. It's an intriguing thing going on over there. Have you been watching it?
Well, I've sort of been following a little bit, but look, I don't think it's all that much different to the situation we have here. I mean, for argument's sake, there are certain politicians in New Zealand who refuse to go on and be interviewed on certain radio stations, the government one, Radio New Zealand, RNZ. There are certain people who won't appear. There are certain people who say, you know, we're not going to talk to them. Is there anything much different here?
And the big difference is that Trump is so far ahead, he doesn't need to do the debate. He hasn't even performed that well in the debates. So not doing the debate is probably tactically the best thing for him to do.
What about
why would he waste his time, you know,
he's got everything
to lose. Being interviewed by some uppity lady journalist he doesn't like.
Well, it doesn't matter that she's a lady, Jock. Don't go down that track.
No.
He's got everything to lose. He's not a great debater. He's going on CNN, for goodness sake. There'll be all this attention on the CNN interview.
Yeah, if he's not a great debater, he's doing okay for not being a great...
tactically, it's brilliant, Larry.
It's either a masterstroke. I mean, he's got a thing against Fox because Fox have been sort of running a little mini campaign against him, but that's what he thinks, and he's probably right in that in some respects, which is interesting again, because Fox is a centre-right channel.
Well, it is interesting. interesting, Larry, because he's turned this whole election from an ideological fight to a class war, and he's on the side of the poor, angry, working class Republicans and Democrats. So the big problem he's going to have, which is the same problem that Labor had here, getting the missing million out. If that's his vote, those people don't come out and vote easily. So
I mean, Jock, what I don't get is all this now. I don't think he needs to be nasty to the host at all. I think that he goes over top, but he's nasty to everybody, and his ratings go up. That's what's hard to figure, you know.
Well,
everybody's a loser.
We can learn from this.
Everybody's hopeless.
It's a matter of how you define nasty. Maybe he just tells it like he sees it. Maybe he's not careful. Maybe he's not PC. Maybe he's not, you know, pussyfooting around and being cautious in his language. Maybe he just tells things and says things as he sees them.
Well, I mean, a lot of his support is coming from people who feel angry. They feel like no one's on their side, that there's a whole surge there that isn't particularly rational, and they just see this guy standing up. And even though he's one of the richest men in America, they think he's on the side of the poor guy. It's completely weird for us.
And they all probably speak the same way as he does.
Right. Well, Fox sent out an email, didn't they? A silly email or whatever, press release or something like that. Trump didn't like it, so he's called their bluff and he said,
"Oh, I thought that Fox were quite funny though. They put out a thing saying that they don't negotiate with terrorists."
Yes.
But you know, Donald Trump, he can get away with anything these days.
So. Thank you, Jock, and thank you, Josie. Josie Pagani and Jock Anderson on the huddle. It's now 7:26.
News Talk ZB Auckland, time saver traffic.
Midland Bricks, suppliers of clay bricks. And